With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve concludes its Open Market Committee meeting today. Chairman Jerome Powell's remarks will follow as markets await a signal on its key interest rate. Economist Stephen Moore tells Salem Radio that President Trump is trying to reverse the inflation trend which the previous administration set in motion.
We had a an administration that tried to build up the economy with massive amounts of government spending and debt, and we're trying to drain that out of the system, and there are going to be some economic strain in doing that.
Chair Powell has underscored that the Fed is in a wait-and-see mode as it evaluates the impact of President Trump's policies on the economy. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel has carried out new strikes against Hamas in Gaza. BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell reports.
What we've heard overnight is that strikes have been continuing. Israeli army radio saying that there were 20 targets that were hit. We're hearing from people on the ground that these were in the south, in the center, in the north of the Gaza Strip, a displaced people's camp, a tented camp among one of the sites hit, where we are told that there was a pregnant woman and her child among those who were killed. The Israeli military said it was hitting terrorist targets.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell. The parents of a U.S. college student who vanished almost 2 weeks ago in the resort town of Punta Cana have asked authorities to declare her legally dead. In a letter to Dominican police, they state that after an extensive search, local authorities believe Sadiksha Kananke, a 20-year-old student at the University of Pittsburgh, drowned. She disappeared March 6th. On Wall Street, the Dow had 261 points, the Nasdaq adding 172. This is SRN News. What's going on in Kansas?
Police have arrested a suspect who was accused of vandalizing a church in Wichita, scrawling the web address of a satanic organization on the building. The incident comes even as the state is being roiled by plans for a satanic mass at the Capitol building in Topeka later this month. Members of the Satanic Grotto say they will gather at the Capitol on March 28th to dedicate the government and the state of Kansas to the devil. Christians are being urged to pray. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky lawmakers have passed a bill that protects so-called conversion therapy. The measure would eliminate Democratic Governor Andy Beshear's executive order forbidding licensed counselors from helping anyone under the age of 18 abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The bill would also outlaw the use of Medicaid funds to pay for sex change operations on children. A growing number of states are passing similar measures. This is SRN News. Attacks on property carrying the logo of Elon Musk's electric car company are cropping up from coast to coast and even overseas.
Tesla showrooms, vehicle lots, charging stations, and even privately owned cars have been targeted. Not all of the incidents have been definitively linked to politics, but there has been a clear uptick since President Donald Trump took office and empowered Musk to oversee a new Department of Government Efficiency that is slashing government spending. Experts on domestic extremism say Tesla is a predictable target for left-wing anarchist violence. A number of the most prominent incidents have been reported in left-leaning cities in the Pacific Northwest, like Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, where anti-Trump and anti-Musk sentiment runs high. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A big commitment from overseas. Taiwan's leading chipmaker, TSMC, has committed $100 billion to build three chip factories, an R&D center, and two packaging facilities in Arizona. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.